Welcome to Transformation with Martinet. Martinet Emmons is a transformational life coach who broke free from childhood abuse, sexual trauma, and overcame cancer to become a powerful force of healing and hope for others. Martinet describes traumatic events as fierce emotional tsunamis. They can leave impending doom and destructive tidal waves of emotions that hit you when you least expect it. Martinet helps her clients dive into the depths of their trauma and pain as she stands fiercely advocating for them to shine a light on those experiences and find the lesson in the pain. She serves as a beacon of hope that guides you to see the strength, lessons, and purpose that can be born from the pain. You can feel alive with purpose again when you awaken your dormant strength, step into your power with a sense of peace, and discover a new wave of hope with the right tools and support. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation to inspire you to find hope and to see that there is a beautiful blue ocean of serenity, happiness, and fulfillment in your future. Transformation with Martinet starts now.
Welcome, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we overcome everything and compromise nothing. I'm so excited to be back here again this awesome, beautiful Friday. For those of you who are new to my show is every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, and my show is about hope. My guests, myself, everybody that comes on or is invited on to my show has a story about hope. We all firmly believe that no matter what you've been through, you can get back up and you can make yourself, you can create yourself the most amazing life. It is possible. So I'm really excited for this week to have my friend and colleague April Adams on with me today. She's got quite an amazing story herself, and she does work that is, well, unique. And we will get into that shortly. But first, April, please introduce yourself and tell us about you and hope and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you. So basically, I am an emotional health consultant. And what that means is that I show people tools they can use in order to remove negative emotional reactions and limiting beliefs. So yes, these tools really work on the subconscious level. I'm showing people what to think about or what to do while using these tools and audio tracks in order to get the results that they want. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're talking about a message of hope, and that's really why I'm in this, why I do this. The message of hope that I like to spread is that anyone can heal from any emotional trigger or struggle. It is fully possible to remove any trigger whatsoever, any emotional burden whatsoever, provided you work at it on the subconscious level of the mind at its root.
Right. Yes. That means you're willing to feel all those feelings you don't always want to feel.
Yes. Yeah. You have to feel the ugly feelings while you're doing the work, but also acknowledge where something began. Mm-hmm. You know, so if someone is working on a current trigger, something that is bothering them right now, they can get relief on that thing. But if you really want to never be triggered by that sort of thing again, you have to also acknowledge times in the past where you've experienced similar things. Mm-hmm. So if you have a boss who's driving you crazy, you want to look at what are the attributes of that boss that drive you craziest, and who else in your life has had those same attributes or behaviors, and not only have your fit while you're doing the work about how much your boss drives you crazy, but also how much the people in your life throughout your life who have had those same personality traits have also driven you crazy or made you feel stifled or suppressed or punished or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's really getting it not only at the current thing, but making sure to look at what emotions you have associated with it, what the history is of things that are similar, so that you're removing it instead of just getting relief from the current thing.
Right. And, you know, it comes to my mind too, when you think about that, is like, there are certain, that, you know, people or whatever that will mirror things that we need to, it's coming up for a reason, you know, yes, to heal those certain parts of the past and certain things that, certain people that will drive you nuts for some reason. There is, it's there to be healed, and it's showing us what needs to be done.
Yeah. Anytime we're emotionally triggered, it's trying to show us this is where you still need to heal.
Yeah.
This is where, you know, your subconscious is on hyper alert around this kind of thing for a reason. Mm-hmm. And so we need to address that, figure out where it came from, heal it back there so that you can just move on and not have to be hyper reactive every time you come across something similar to that.
Right. So how, tell us a bit about your story and how you came to know that I need to do some work.
We all have such crazy stories.
Yes, we do. I know.
Yeah. So my big thing, my whole life, it's always been this huge deal when the honeymoon phase ends in a relationship. I was devastated when the honeymoon phase would end. Not just, you know, like partially sad or whatever. This was like curled up on the bathroom floor, bawling my eyes out, devastated. Extended periods of time of obsessiveness and trying to change my partner and trying to get them to turn back into who I had fallen in love with. And it was a lot. After 3 years of chasing my wife around, trying to get her to change back into who I had wanted her to,
Dang, she was when we were first together.
I had been saying to myself, why does this always happen to me? And finally something clicked where I was like, oh, this is me. Because the three major relationships I've had in my life, they were always fine when the honeymoon phase would end, but I was just knocked down by it. So I finally realized that's me. That's something in me, because these other people didn't have that issue, but I do. So what's going on in my head that I need that and these other people don't, even though I know plenty of people do believe they need that.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, the people I was in a relationship with, you know, hadn't really made that a huge priority.
Right.
So that's really what set me on the path to looking for answers more internally rather than trying to change the external situation. And I started reading self-help books and going to therapy and realized I needed something for me, something that wasn't based in, you know, putting my happiness in my relationships. So I took a Reiki class, just kind of on a whim, just like, let me go take this Reiki class. And the moment that that ability to pass Reiki through me, to give it, was activated in me, I could feel it in my hands so strongly and intensely that it was like this instant feeling of there is something else and this is what I was supposed to be doing. It was just boom. And I feel like Reiki is kind of a gateway for a lot of people. It just gets them going and it just moves you into the next thing and the next thing. So for me, Reiki became pretty spiritual very quickly. And so I started doing not only Reiki on people, but spiritual coaching, and then began channeling messages. And the channeled messages were really where the subconscious started coming in big time, because the messages just came through one after another. If you want permanent relief, if you want permanent relief for your clients, you have got to deal with things on the subconscious level of the mind. And I was being like forced, driven to take all of these different modalities and methods that helped you access the subconscious and read all these books that, you know, it wasn't just me going, oh, I'm interested in this book. It's like messages would keep coming up and shoving the book in my face or making it impossible for me to do anything other than take a certain workshop on a certain weekend. It was just like the universe going, go over here and do this thing. So,
and you listened.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't. So that's pretty amazing.
I was a little stubborn for a little while, but, you know, there was a year where I was just sharing channeled message after channeled message. And at the end of that year, they were, you know, the message kind of came through that I didn't really need to channel anymore. It's like, okay, we're done channeling through you. You've brought through the message you were meant to bring. Mm-hmm. Now go live it. And all the, like, the messages just stopped. And anytime I tried to tune in for another message, it was the same things that I had been bringing through for the whole year before that. So I was like, okay, game on. And for whatever reason, I took my focus entirely off of, like, the spirituality and metaphysics. I mean, at that point, it had kind of just integrated into me. So I didn't need to necessarily reach out and say, gimme, or let's connect, because it had kind of just become part of me.
Right.
But my focus became completely psychological. It was all like, okay, what are we going to do to get into the subconscious mind? And that was right when I discovered the tools that I use now too. Mm-hmm. Because during that year, as I was getting all those messages to deal with the subconscious mind, I had been, you know, trying things like hypnosis and EFT and EMDR and things like that, which had been kind of beneficial, but just like mindfulness and trying to think positively and talking myself down and all of those typical things that we learn when we're in therapy or on a self-help journey, you know, all of them just helped a little bit, or they helped temporarily, or they peeled a layer. But they didn't actually remove the issue. Mm-hmm. And it was when I came upon these tools that kind of combine all of the different subconscious modalities into one method that I started getting complete, permanent, fast results that you didn't have to necessarily go back and work on the same thing over and over and over again, peeling it like an onion. You can actually dig up the onion and remove it.
I like the way that that's put. Pull out the roots and
yes, just take care of the whole darn thing instead of sitting there just peeling layer after layer. Because you know, at some point, because I remember being at this point too. I mean, I was doing a lot of spiritual work on myself and other people, and yet I was still hitting this wall of just going, "How many effing times do I have to work on the same issue before it goes away?" Mm-hmm. So I've done a lot of work on myself, and if I'm still triggered by this issue, still obsessing, then, you know, what was the point of all of this work? So to be able to actually remove that was huge for me. And I finally was able to, and that's just been a huge, huge shift in my life and in my career with how I'm able to help other people too.
Right. I want to go a little deeper into the tools and how you do things, but I want to ask first, we got to go to break in a minute, but I think I read somewhere in your material, or isn't it kind of a combination of EMDR and tapping, and sort of like, I know we're going to go into it further,
combines, but it combines hypnosis, EMDR, EFT, NLP,
RTT, all that, right?
Everything. Yeah. It's kind of all brought into the same method on one single audio track.
Cause I don't know really much about EMDR. I know one friend who has gone through it, and I work for a therapist still. I have another business. I work for her, and she really doesn't do it, but she says it can be helpful for major trauma.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, one of the aspect where the primary aspect of that is automatically in with the emotion tools that I use with my clients.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're going to take a break, everyone, and we'll be back, and we'll dive more into more of what April does actually to help with resistance, with emotions, that ones, especially deep ones, that need to be healed at the root. See y'all in a few.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit nancylandrum.com.
Have you been reading tons of self-help books, going to therapy, or doing a million spiritual practices and still not getting the results you want? You're not alone. This issue is in your subconscious mind. The subconscious thinks you're being threatened in some way. Convince the subconscious you're safe and you can easily let go any emotional issue. Get your free subconscious self-healing tools and tutorial by going to aprilatoms.org/how-to. That's aprilatoms.org/how-to.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martine, where we overcome everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is April Adams, and we've been talking about healing deep emotional wounds and that it actually can happen, that we can actually heal it. Doesn't mean it couldn't come up or at some point you might feel something, but it's not in the level that it was. Does that sound right, April?
Yeah, absolutely. And so something that I just realized we really haven't clarified is the difference between conscious work that everybody typically does and is aware of, like positive self-talk,
yes,
and being mindful and things like that, and subconscious work, mm-hmm, which is dealing much more with the deeper levels of the brain that, yes, are essentially just trying to protect us all the time. Mm-hmm. So the subconscious, absolutely, mind can remember everything that we've ever done, and how we perceived that thing, how we've interpreted it. And it's basically just scanning all the time for what seems similar to those negative past events that harmed us before. Mm-hmm. And so it's reacting to anything in our external environment that seems similar to negative things from the past. So, mm-hmm, in order to be able to feel safe and less reactive, we have to heal those things on the subconscious level in order to be able to move on from them. So, right, that's really what this work is all about. And that creates a dynamic where you don't have to constantly talk yourself down or be mindful because the reaction just isn't there anymore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the huge difference between the conscious work and the subconscious work, you know, that you actually can just sort of autopilot move through your life once you've healed the things. I mean, granted, yeah, while you're going through the process of doing the work, plenty will be triggering you, mm-hmm, but as you heal each individual trigger, that thing is no longer a trigger. And the more of, right, those that you zero in on, the more overall your tension and anxiousness start to come down in general.
That.
Yeah. So that's the beauty of doing this work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we talked a little bit about what it is that I'm doing in this process to help people. So, you know, normally when I first start seeing someone, I go through and ask them, you know, how's your work life? How's your love life? Mm-hmm. How fulfilled are you in all of these aspects of your life? What was your childhood like? What traumas have you been through? What are you afraid of? What goals do you want to set? And then I specifically give people lists of suggestions of what to think about while they use these healing audio tracks to get the results that they want and to remove the fears and the traumas and the reactions and things to things they don't want to be reactive to anymore, so that, right, they can live their lives more at peace and, you know, more fulfilled. Even if the external circumstances aren't ideal, they can still feel kind of whole, complete, grounded, regardless, yes, of what's, yes, going on out there. And often, yes, that can manifest better things automatically to you anyway.
Yeah. And you know, like when you get, if you're really riled up or like hurt, panicked, anxious, whatever it is, emotion that's coming up, you almost feel a little crazy. I mean, you know, at least while I do.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. So I've done work with you. So, you know, I know what this is about. What do you think? Or for most people, what is the most challenging to heal? Is it childhood? Is it, what do you think is the
Well, I think what most people come up against is not being aware sometimes of where something is coming from. Mm-hmm. If something is bothering them and something is triggering them here and now, the root of that could be a childhood memory they're very aware of. It right. could be a memory that doesn't even seem like a huge deal, mm-hmm. like some brief little moment on a random Tuesday when they weren't getting enough attention from their mother mm-hmm. that you wouldn't look back on and go, oh, that was hugely traumatic to me. Right. But when you actually look at like, where is this coming from and what is this feeling like, you know, you can often trace it back to, you know, silly little moments like that, that don't seem like massive traumas. Right. Which I do regression hypnosis sometimes. If we can't figure out through conscious conversation and question asking where something came from, we'll do regression hypnosis. And sometimes it goes back to like a random moment that doesn't seem like a big deal till you're in it. Yeah. Or something that happened in early childhood, like toddlerhood or infancy that you don't remember. Sometimes it's past life. Sometimes it's ancestral because we can inherit our ancestors' triggers too. So, you know, I don't know if you've heard of the studies they've been doing with epigenetics.
I haven't, actually.
That they took this male mouse and they stressed him out. And while they were stressing him out, they had him smell vanilla. Hmm. And then like two generations down the line, they had his grand mice or whatever smell vanilla.
Yeah.
And they freaked out. Like they were being traumatized. Wow. So we don't always, but we can inherit our ancestors' triggers. And all of this is meant to be a protective thing.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to watch out for the things that tortured our ancestors so that we can try to watch out for them. But, you know, like you were saying, sometimes when you're stressed out about something, you feel crazy.
Yeah.
And you can't think calmly and logically while that's happening. But it's incredible to me how often people think that they need stress, that they need worry and fear to motivate them or to protect themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's like the least protective and motivated state you can be in because you can't think clearly. You
right.
can't think creatively. No doubt about it. Mm-hmm. You're just, you know, on the edge of fight or flight and you can't do anything productive and healthy in that. It's great if there's a tiger chasing you.
Right, exactly.
Yes, you need to be able to do fight or flight in that mm-hmm. moment. But typically we're reacting to a phone call or something someone's saying on social media, like
right.
an innocent conversation.
Right.
And we're, you know, being triggered as though there's a tiger chasing us. Mm-hmm. So this is, you know, very much about getting everything much more in line with where it belongs instead of the heightened reaction.
Right.
So, you know, I would say that probably the biggest challenge to heal for people is if they don't know what those roots are, right. but that's where I can kind of jump in and, you know, we can do some regression work and figure out this is where it came from so that we can deal with it.
Right.
The one thing that I've really found difficult is panic disorders. That has mm-hmm. been one that's been kind of tough because you can help to address specific triggers here and there. But a lot of times people with a panic disorder always want to work directly on the panic. And they have a hard time seeing all of the little trees because they feel this giant forest is in their mm-hmm. face all the time. And so for them to work on something their mother-in-law said to them or the stress they have over picking up their kid from school or something that a mom said to them, like all of those little things don't seem significant in the face of their overall panic, but often it's all of those little things that they're suppressing and pushing down that are building up to mm-hmm. the overall panic. So that's been, you know, I would say the toughest thing. And, you know, I typically don't work with people who are at that heightened level mm-hmm. until they've right. kind of worked with maybe a naturopath or, you know, a medicating physician or something to get them down to a level where they can actually function more, you know, on a calm level, but still have access to some level of emotions, because it can be so challenging for them to kind of look at those individual triggers. For me, the success tends to be with people who have situational issues.
Gotcha.
You know, when, you know, it's like a childhood full of having your feelings dismissed, or a difficult divorce you've been through, or something along those lines that, you know, is created by external circumstances or things you've been through in your life, as opposed to, you know, the chemical buildup of stress that has gotten so large that you can't even see the individual, you know, triggers and things.
Right. So, well, you got to start somewhere, you know. I mean, sometimes things are so big that, like you said, it's like a huge forest. You can't focus on even just a small part of that or one of the trees, you know. It's a big old thing. You know, I know one of the most helpful things that this has been for me is probably my dad and me. Because even though I had a very traumatic, hurtful childhood with him, it's still that wanting the relationship that I hear some women have with their dads. I'm never going to have that. And I've finally gotten to that point with the work, is just that it's okay. I got me. I want him. It's all right. I don't. But I've got me. I'm okay. And I will accept and take whatever I do have. And my dad is one of my sacred teachers. There's no doubt about that. Just like we were talking about in the very beginning, these teachers come in. Even you just channeling, that was a teacher and bringing you to different things that you needed. And my dad has brought me to so many awarenesses and to be strong in myself, because I don't have that. And I know that what the tools have done for me as well is calming. It's like, I might be upset about, it could be the smallest thing to somebody else, but to me, it feels pretty crappy and I feel like crap at the moment. So, but just, it just brings you to a point like, you know, it really isn't a big deal. And I can release that.
Yes.
And I can be calm and I can just go about being my happy little self, because that is me most of the time. But just it's good, so good for releasing anxiety and refocusing and awareness of what I do want and that I can heal. I totally can.
Yes.
You know, so.
Yeah. And it's fantastic for, you know, anything along those lines. When we feel out of control over the other people in our lives, it can be so frustrating that we can't change them, that we can't fix them or turn them into who or what we want them to be. So to be able to find peace with that ourselves is incredible.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Because like we can't change anyone. The only ones we can work on are ourselves. And we have to be, and we have to be strong in ourselves, because not everybody, you know, the ones that maybe you want to be supportive, they may not have that capacity to support you in the way that you want. So you have to have people that can help you, and you have to have tools that you can help yourself.
Exactly.
So,
I've had to do plenty of work on myself over the frustration of people in my life that I'm close to who won't do the work.
Right.
So being able to come to peace with the idea that, you know, people I care about most won't do the kind of work that I do on myself, and to be at peace with that is incredible. It's beautiful.
No doubt about it. Yeah. So we are going to take a break, but why don't you tell everybody where they can find you, April?
So you can go to aprilatoms.org, and I'll also share a link that you can put out. It's aprilatoms.org/how-to. That is a free way to experience subconscious work.
Ah, love it. We'll be back, everyone, in just a few. Thank you.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit quantumtouch.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you been reading tons of self-help books, going to therapy, or doing a million spiritual practices and still not getting the results you want? You're not alone. This issue is in your subconscious mind. The subconscious thinks you're being threatened in some way. Convince the subconscious you're safe and you can easily let go any emotional issue. Get your free subconscious self-healing tools and tutorial by going to aprilatoms.org/how-to. That's aprilatoms.org/how-to.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we overcome everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is April Adams, and we have been talking about transformation. So, April, we have been talking about this work, healing at a subconscious level. What is your, I guess it probably all is, like, what is your favorite part? You know, me as a coach, I love seeing breakthroughs. I love seeing people come alive, like, oh, wow, okay. How about you?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's so rewarding to see people who've had these lifelong issues or long-term issues and just to have them move on from something in a day or, you know, often less than that. So just to see someone go from just devastated and it's the end of the world to being like, I guess it wasn't that big of a deal. But, you know, of course, some of my favorite things to help people with, just because it was my own pet project for myself, was the relationship stuff. Just being able to help people get to the bottom of why they long for what they long for. So part of what helped me finally 100% heal that need for the honeymoon phase to go on and on forever was that right around the time I found these subconscious tools, I also read this book called The Erotic Mind by Jack Morin.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a sex therapist who helps people kind of figure out their everyday lives through their sex lives and vice versa. And his premise is basically that we as adults use our sex lives to try to get the needs met that weren't met when we were children. So, you know, he has you go through this whole process of writing down your top two favorite sexual fantasies and your top two favorite sexual moments of all time. And like, if your sex life could look any certain way, here are four examples of that. And then breaking those down to what the emotional needs are that are getting met in each of those scenarios. And then, you know, so then I took that and go, okay, now let's use those subconscious tools to heal the wounds of mm-hmm. all of the times throughout our lives where those needs haven't been met. Because if you ask right. yourself, okay, when was the first time that that need wasn't met for me? Did my parents meet that need for me? And then be able to use these audio tracks that heal it on the subconscious level to acknowledge how effing tired you are of not getting that need met from birth until now. Mm-hmm. It makes all the difference in the world. And that's really what healed it for me. And when I did that process, for me, all four things, because a lot of people, they'll point to different needs. For me, all four of them pointed to exactly the same need, and it was to be wanted. Uh-huh. So I asked myself, when was the first time was I unwanted? Did my parents want me? And that was my huge light bulb moment, because I had been an unplanned pregnancy. Right. So that moment yeah. that they knew I existed, there was an instant reaction of, we don't want this. And my little fetus self just soaked that right up. And I spent my entire life trying to get everybody to prove they wanted me. And right. when else but the honeymoon phase do you feel most wanted in your life? So, of course, it made me feel wanted. So I needed more of that. So healing that and that need for that and the pain around it made it so that I could just relax in my relationships and just be happy and be in the moment and not constantly thinking, why aren't you proving you want me right now? Just right. be able to enjoy it, which allows us to both energetically relax and be much more playful and more toward what we were during the honeymoon phase, because I'm just no longer putting pressure on it to be something else.
Right.
So right. that's what I really love to help people with most is digging up, like, what are those needs that you have gone without throughout your entire life? Let's mm-hmm. dig that up and remove it so you can be at peace and fulfilled in your life and your love life, no matter what's going on, you know,
right.
so that you can feel good.
Right. That to me, it brings up for me, it was unheard and abandoned.
Yes.
That's how it was, like, you know, without going into any details, you know, of my life, that was like a record that would keep playing, you know, it was unheard, abandoned, not wanted, that kind of thing. I get that.
Those are super common ones. Mm-hmm. That's what I see a lot of.
Right. Yeah. So what was coming to my mind, and this was actually what I was trying to think of when we were chatting on the break, was, in my coaching practice, I will teach people to ask for what they need and want. Ask if their partner can give it, but be okay if they can't.
Yes.
What is your take on that?
So, not always as easy as, you know, saying, okay, I'm just going to be okay with it if they tell me they can't.
Right, right.
You know, so here's the thing. I like communication. I think that it's healthy. I like the idea of setting boundaries and everything. But to me, I would always recommend doing some subconscious work about your feelings about the situation before you talk to your partner about it. Because then you can get rid of all of your reactivity to it. Mm-hmm. And you can actually just mm-hmm. calmly come into the situation and be able to talk about the topic without flying into a fit of rage or bursting into tears.
Absolutely.
So, working on it first and then being able to communicate, here's what I'd like more of from you. Mm-hmm. And being able to be specific about it, especially with men, they need very specific instructions and, right. you know, not a lot of like why, but just a lot of specificity about exactly what it is that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. So, because they don't necessarily know, understand, or care about what your emotions or feelings are, the reasons why you want that thing. They mm-hmm. just want to know exactly what you want. And if they've got specific instructions, a lot of times they will actually comply.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is that no partner is ever able to fill every single need mm-hmm. that you ever have. So,
no.
you know, we have to be able to be okay, you know, regardless of whether they can fill that need for you every other day or mm-hmm. once a year mm-hmm. or never.
It's
important to be able to be at peace within yourself, regardless of what they're up to, you know, provided it's not toxic or abusive, you know, that's That's where I draw the line there. But healthy-wise, you know, if you're in a healthy relationship and you logically know that you're loved, but you don't necessarily feel loved because it's not being expressed in the way that you would express it or would want it to be expressed, that's where it's usually us who need to do the work, as opposed to trying to get the other person to be, you know, different than they're being.
Right, right. And it can be even like, to me, something, just what comes to my mind for me is like, I love cards. I like things to look back on, memories on, things written. My husband doesn't always do it. That's okay. But I do like that. And that's something that I've asked for. And it doesn't have to be at a certain time or whatever, but it's something I like. And I love to go back and reference like, ah, oh, how he was feeling about me and then or whatever, especially if we're in a fight or something, you kind of like to go back to those things. So I believe that you can ask for things, but you have to be okay if they can't. And like you said, there's got to be a proper time to talk about it. You know, I refer to it in my own coaching as we call it like a carefrontation instead of a confrontation. It's a carefrontation where you talk about it. You own your own thoughts, feelings, what you desires, what you want. And then you put it out there in what you would like to have. And is it okay? Is this okay with you? Does this feel right to you, kind of thing? And then leave it open to what they would like as well. And then come together and, you know, but you have to be overall, you've got to love you and you've got to be okay with yourself above all.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know, you know, the entire time that I was working on myself, while I was still in the relationship, I was just constantly, you know, back and forth. Like, I know that I'm loved. I know that this person loves me and they're showing me in all of these wonderful ways. And it's so healthy and beautiful. And yet this one aspect is missing. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, that's where we know that's something in us that needs healing.
Yep.
When we know like everything else is wonderful, but there's just this one piece we can't stop fixating on.
Mm-hmm.
That means that there's something in us that needs some healing in order to be able to make peace with the relationship and even to be able to determine whether we want to stay in that relationship or not. If that's a deal breaker for us,
absolutely.
But to be able to do that from a non-emotional place instead of it being from this place of like, I have this huge sense of lack and I don't know how to live without this thing, like heal that and then see if you still feel like that relationship, you know, is not viable.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to take a break again in a minute. You have a book though. I just thought of that.
Yeah. I've actually got 3 books.
Yeah, that's right. You want to share your books and
okay,
also where people could find you before we
take a break? Yeah. So the books are on Amazon. Under April Adams. And so the first book is Essence, and that's basically the first 6 years of my own journey. So it was everything right up until I started deeply working with the subconscious mind with spirituality, metaphysics, and self-help 101 and how to activate your own healing abilities. The next book was Less Logic, More Wisdom, Surviving the Shift with Your Sanity Intact.
That
one is the collection of channeled messages kind of about all of the craziness that's going on in the world and how to not be driven crazy by it. And the last one is the workbook called Crack the Longing Code, which walks people through the process I just talked about that I did to heal myself with the 2 fantasies and 2 memories and then digging it up with the subconscious tools. So all of those are on Amazon. And people can also find me on Instagram at April Adams Emotion Coach.
Yeah, and she is so good. Just a fun to watch her Instagram stories. Okay, just click on if you want some entertainment. She's very good.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone, we'll be right back.
The wise tell us that beauty is everywhere, if only we know how to look. Here's a simple way to see beauty everywhere. Think of 3 beautiful things, like the laughter of a child, a sunset over the ocean, the sound of a waterfall, the taste of a perfect meal. It can be anything. Just remember three beautiful things. Then ask yourself, what do these things have in common? What do they share which we call beauty? The next step is to let go of the specifics, the laughter, the sunset, the meal, and just contemplate beauty itself. This is a heart thing. Leave the mind and go to the heart and find universal beauty. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover beautiful things together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Have you been reading tons of self-help books, going to therapy, or doing a million spiritual practices and still not getting the results you want? You're not alone. This issue is in your subconscious mind. The subconscious thinks you're being threatened in some way. Convince the subconscious you're safe and you can easily let go any emotional issue. Get your free subconscious self-healing tools and tutorial by going to aprilatoms.org/how-to. That's aprilatoms.org/how-to.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we overcome everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is April Adams, and we have been talking about healing the subconscious mind. And what I think would be fun, April, that we were just talking about on our break, is to talk about I haven't found a better word in my head, but like a trippier kind of scenario that you work through with someone, and what kind of surprising, amazing results did you have?
I would say phobias and aversions are always the most surprising to me.
Okay.
And also tend to be some of the easiest things to take care of, where most people would think that those are the most difficult, but they're actually fairly simple. So just trippy wise, I've had people who have aversions to certain textures, not food textures, but like a beehive. If you see something with like a lot of those little holes and stuff.
Yeah.
Or I had somebody who had an aversion to walking on gravel. And just like the feeling of walking on gravel would kind of sketch them out and stuff. And so just basically using these tracks while you picture doing the thing or encountering the thing that's freaking you out, it just takes care of it. And same thing with people who can't stand other people chewing and hearing them chew.
Oh God, that's my husband.
You can actually listen to this track while you either listen to someone else chew or just picture people chewing with their mouth open or chewing loudly or whatever. And you'll be able to just be like, yeah, okay, they're over there chewing, who cares? But I would say that the two most impressive shifts that I've seen in a very quick, like two rounds, basically.
Yeah.
I had a client with a fear of storms, and I had a client with a fear of water. And
oh my goodness.
The client with the fear of storms would like kind of hide under things. Like she was petrified of the storms and just like could not function when a storm was coming or happening. Mm-hmm. Person with the water fear, like wouldn't even take a bath. I mean, she would shower, but she wouldn't take a bath because of the fear of water. So, you know, with each of them, we did a round where basically they, you know, pictured the worst case scenarios, like going out in a storm or having the storm, you know, create a tree falling on their house or whatever their worst fear is, or being pulled under in the water and not being able to swim to safety, but also looking at times in their history where they've gotten the message that wasn't safe or they've had negative experiences. So, you know, if you've had experiences where you almost drowned or had danger in the water, you would include that.
Right.
The woman with the storm fear, actually, her father would run around when she was really little and just kind of batten down the hatches in a very fearful way right before storms. And so she just learned, you know, I mean, dads are, you know, supposed to be these big protectors who feel safe and, you know, protect you. So to see your father freaking out about something like that gives you a very strong message that this isn't safe. Okay. So you know, basically we do one round like that. And typically in one or two rounds, so 10 to 20 minutes, people get down to like not having that fear anymore. But with phobias, there is this strange phenomenon that as soon as the phobia is cleared, they've had it for so long and they can't imagine living without it that they go, okay, I'm fine right now. I'm sitting in my living room. Of course, I'm not worried about a storm. Of course, even though normally they could have been if they started thinking about it. Yeah. But they're sitting there in their living room. They're feeling 100% safe and going, okay, but next time a storm happens or next time I try to go out in a boat, I just know I'm going to freak out again.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to clear the fear that the fear is going to return. And that's what does it, you know? So I have gotten, you know, all kinds of texts and emails and things of just like, it's gone. I am out in a storm right now doing my errands and I couldn't care less. Or I just went tubing.
Yeah.
Behind a boat, you know, even though I used to be afraid of water. So it's really incredible to see these things that have been affecting people's lives for so long and block them from doing day-to-day things. And just, no problem, no biggie.
Wow. You know what this made me think of, and why on earth have I not tried it for this, is when COVID started, well, it's been almost 3 years that we've been a one-car family. And I don't always have the car, so that's part of it. But then when COVID started, even more isolation. I'm terrified to be on the road now, unless I'm driving. If I got the wheel, I'm just fine. And the area I just moved to is crazy traffic, absolutely insane compared to where I was. And well, you know where I'm at. So, but lately it's like even Eric, he's an aggressive driver. He always has been, my husband. But lately I'm just like, oh God. And I have about three clients that are the same. Absolutely the same. They're terrified unless they're driving.
And I currently do have a couple of other clients who are that way as well. And, you know, we're just starting to work with them on it. I can't wait to see that shift for them. But yeah, I mean, you can basically use this on that. And it's with that, it's a little bit more toward not being able to control the situation. So you may want to include not only, you know, the fear of having someone else drive and being out of control in that situation, but other times in your life where things have gone wrong because you weren't able to control the situation, whether that was in a car or other situations, you know, more emotionally speaking or whatever, just including all the times that you can think of where it really affected you negatively to not be able to control the situation you were in.
Well, think about all of us, right? We want to be in control.
Oh,
I know. Gosh, I had somebody reach out for me. We talked the other day about, I was doing a session, a breakthrough session with her. And she said like her whole eating disorder, and I've battled one myself since I was 11, was just so that she could control one thing in her life. And
a lot of times that's exactly what develops the eating disorder is just the need to control, because there's so much chaos around you that, you know, you can take control of one thing.
Yeah. So that's a really important factor in that of healing and is just realizing that you may feel a little out of control, even like doing the work, like just letting go, feeling everything, being there, and then just like, just let go to and surrender to healing. I guess that's a better way.
Yes.
Instead of let go, it's like surrender to healing and let go of that need for that control and know that you're going to be so much better off if you just let go and feel everything.
Yeah. And when I was channeling all the messages and everything leading up to the subconscious work, that was a big part of the message, was surrendering and trusting the universe.
Yeah.
And one of the, because you know, we've talked about the tools that there's good emotion tools for removing negative emotions. There's ones for removing negative beliefs, but there's also some programming in what you do want to feel or believe. And one of my favorites of that is I trust the universe to provide for me. And you can say, I trust God to provide for me or the universe or whatever it is that you believe. But actually programming that into the subconscious just makes such a huge difference in being able to surrender, especially if you've removed a lot of your control issues negative level. Once you've cleared that resistance, then you can really easily program into the subconscious that level of trust and surrender and just be able to flow with things and start attracting wonderful things.
It's a beautiful thing. Surrendering, letting go, and trusting, it feels so much better, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yes. So we're going to have to go, unfortunately. We could talk for days, which is normal. So tell everybody where they can reach you again.
So you can find me at apriladdams.org, and also apriladdams.org/how-to, because that's a tutorial on how to do subconscious work. So you can check that out. I'm on Instagram as April Addams Emotion Coach, and I have books on Amazon.
Right on. Oh, this has been fun. Thank you so much, April, for being here. And and just for sharing your work. And I invite all of you guys. I've gone through the work. It's really phenomenal. Check it out. You won't regret it. Thank you so much, everyone. See you next Friday.
Thank you for listening to Transformation with Martinet. Did listening today spark a sense of hope and possibility? Hold on to this feeling and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific for more inspiring conversations with Martinet and her guests. They will show you there is hope and you are right where you need to be. Martinet is dedicated to supporting you right where you are while launching you towards promise, passion, and possibility that leads to the fulfilled life your heart aches for. If you're tired of being stuck, schedule a complimentary consultation with Martinet and get on the exciting path towards the life you want to be living. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.